Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League podcast, a show hosted by LeZero, the man of a thousand rants, and Wamit, the fan favorite. This show details the latest news in the Rocket League scene, esports results, and tips and tricks on how to get better at the game, while sometimes they'll just take a random topic and see where it takes them. Thank you all for listening, and enjoy.
All right.
And hello. We are live. Yeah, Messi was about to say something. Too bad. We are live. Welcome to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League podcast. I'm going to say right off the tap. I have not been drinking, contrary to, you know, popular belief that that's what I do during the shows every week. I don't know if that's popular belief, but now that I've said it, it is. We're using old school Discord, you know, OBS type stuff. So I hope that is we have to find a new recording software. That's my mission for the next week. So hopefully we'll find something that works and is a little more consistent, because at least with our current setup we've been having some trouble. So I'll just say that right off the bat. Before I introduce the guests, I'm gonna thank the patrons because you're more important than guests. So I like to thank Zodiac22, Too Much Space, Chaos Maker, Space Bear, Frank, Flux, Awesomeness, Caleb, Raz, Digital Toast, Paint, your boy Hunty, and Young Slug. And then we have our guests, Curse and Messi. What's up?
What's up, man? Also, for those of you that are drinking during the week, StarCraft. If you know, you know.
You know, you know. I completely slipped my mind. If you check out the Gaming Together, I'm actually in their newest episode. I'm on, and we talk about, specifically we're talking about the StarCraft soundtrack. And I related again. To say what?
Said it again. Now they have to do another one.
Yes.
All of our listeners.
and I have to, what's the word? On it, essentially, I go and talk about the soundtrack, but I think the cooler thing is I talk about a lot of the StarCraft campaign. So if you've never heard that side of me talking about StarCraft, then... and your liver's still okay, and you can survive that episode as well, then go for it, okay? Because I think it's a great episode, and I'll link it, I don't know, I'll link it somewhere. Maybe in the show notes, maybe not, we'll see, depends how this goes. It's a blast. All right, let's get right into things here. It was a wild kind of qualification for this major. We got our first major coming up. Yeah. Messi, you want to take it away?
Alrighty, the teams, all of them are decided. Let's go. We can celebrate. Woo. Life of Joyce, but I can't celebrate because I'm an RNG fan. But anyway, moving on to the major.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the seeding is going to be based off the how the teams performed.
Do you want to just start? Sorry. Do you want to just start by just saying all the names of the teams that qualified?
So your teams in order from 1 to 16 in their seedings. We have Carmine Corp, Gen G, FaZe, The Club, Team Liquid, let's go! Version 1, Oxygen, Space Station, Team Falcons, G2, Quadrant, Team Secret, Pioneers, Moist Esports, Power, and James Cheese.
Okay, let's start with this. Who's not here that should be here? All right, Cursor, you got any takers here?
I feel like they are a rather integral person to the show, but I would also feel like that person would be tooting their horn if they heard that Carmine Corp made it. But yeah. I'm gonna guess Wabs. Is it Wabs?
No, I was asking which teams aren't here.
Oh,
this is great though. This is great though, because like that's kind of funny. You know, Wabs. A lot of Wabs' predictions I feel like came right. I think this is perfect.
Yeah, there's a certain team here that. may or may have not won the biggest tournament in Rocket League of all time, like a month or two ago.
Oh, the world champions, those guys.
Yeah. The 21-22 world champions BDS are not gonna be present at the Fall Major, unfortunately, and it's been iffy. Like Monkey Moon's been suffering a lot of like he's had a lot of problems with like his mental and everything. And like coming off like such a like big high to such a low, like it has to affect him as a competitor, like 100%. And like people don't notice it, but like they that's the Rocket League's everything they do. They do nothing else. And like when people are just like, get over it, what are you doing? And like they don't see the bigger picture, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And that just makes it even worse for them.
Just to clarify, if I may, I'm not throwing shade to be a poo-poo head. Like, I say Grand Champions with just the memeiest of memes. Like, my heart goes out to Monkey. Like, it's a really hard thing to bounce back from when you deal with literally being officially the best in the world to, I can't even make the first major? What? Like, that's got to be a super, super hard thing to work through. But I have faith because the boys looked fantastic last year, and if we know anything about the history of BDS, is they always seem to underperform like early on in the season, but they kind of come on strong like a freight train towards the end of the year. I feel like they're going to come back. They can bounce back from this. I have faith. It's just a matter of if he wants to or not. And more respect to him, whether he chooses to or chooses not to. I mean, ultimately, it's his life. You know what I mean? So,
but I have faith that they'll bounce back. They'll make it to the next major. They'll get it back up and running in winter. And I think everybody should expect that from the world champions. Like realistically, like you can have a bad split, but they'll come back. They'll come back strong. True. But this major, who's your guys' dark horse to win this major?
Dark horse. Ooh.
Okay. If we're going dark horse, it's gotta be a toss up between. Probably, it's two very particular teams. I'm gonna say James Cheese and the Club. I think those are the dark horses right now coming into this.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, the Club, like one game away from making top eight at Worlds. They lost to eventual top four Furia, who aren't here as well, by the way.
Cringe.
Isn't that wild? I mean, it's not that wild, but it's. It's wild in the sense that, like, they had everything in the palm of their hands, and they're like, this will help. Okay, I need to talk about this, because, like, this strategy, maybe it just doesn't work in Rocket League. Like,
it doesn't.
It works in every other esport, but it just doesn't work in Rocket League, of moving to, like, that other region.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's all I want to say.
Well, unless you're Gen G, I'm just...
I wholeheartedly believe that James Cheese, excluding World Championship, will be the first team to win a matchup at a major. I think they'll be the first APAC team to do so. They're a lot stronger than every other APAC team, by far, above and beyond. So they could probably take a team off, like, I don't know, though, because Power and Pioneers are looking good right now, both of them. So
can't see them
taking a game off of them. But I think they'll take a game off of it, someone, you know? Like in round three, when they're 0-2, they'll take a game off someone.
That's fair.
We'll see when we get there.
Well, it looks like their first matchup is against KC.
Yeah. That's
going to be a hard fight because KC kind of good.
KC and Gen G are insane.
Yeah.
Both teams made all three grand finals in their region and won one of them. Like, they're good, man. They're really good, but there's like a big thing, like everybody's always about the NA EU debate, and honestly, what is shown on paper, NA stronger.
Oh, I didn't know you were going to go that route. Oh, wait.
NA stronger right now.
I was trying to balance it out. And oh, man.
No. Let me pull out the facts real quick. Let me pull out the numbers, okay?
Hold on. Let me put on my glasses so I can read. Go on.
The EU 2 through 5 seeds, every team missed top 8 in their regionals at least once. Mm-hmm. If we go to NA, though, the only team in the top 5 to miss top 8 once was G2.
True. Yep.
This That's is all three teams paper. With yep. more consistency.
Can read.
But all I'm saying is, NA overall looking stronger, more consistent. Whether that'll pan out at the major, what that will be yet to see. But as it stands right now, NA on top. I don't care that Gen G are on top. They're honorary Americans now. I don't care what you say.
We claim them. Sorry.
Yeah. Chronic is now the British one on the team. So, and that is how it is.
That's facts.
But what are your dark horses for the major?
Also,
zero.
I haven't.
Quick
I haven't
note too. Lol for getting rid of Illusion on face.
XD. Anyway,
go to coach. What's wrong with you people?
Sorry, what are your dark horses? Looking at the lineup,
I'm thinking here. Okay. My dark horse here. Is it really? Okay, I want to make sure it's actually a dark horse. Like FaZe.
Did I hear that right?
Is FaZe Clan a dark horse?
No.
I feel like FaZe are that team that if they win that one matchup, they win the whole thing. They're typically well, no, so that I, team.
Yeah, they're okay. a momentum team for sure.
V1. V1. I like V1. I don't think V1's going to win, but I like them. But is V1's one of those teams where I think they've been proving me wrong consistently over and over again. Like, they're doing better than I expect them to. But yeah. I'm never going to go into a tournament being like, a major going, okay, V1's going to win. All right. Mm-hmm. Now, I hope that by saying that, you know, this gets into V1's ears and then they win. I think that's the secret point. Yeah.
So, my dark horse for the tournament, I'd have to say it's Quadrant, honestly.
Okay. All right.
Like, Quadrant, like, they're coming in as the fourth seed overall for Europe. They unfortunately missed top eight.
Just for our listeners, right? This is the Relating Wave and EXO team with Cash on it.
This is Relating Wave, EXO, and Cash, yeah. And
I just have to say that because, like, as a non, like, sorry, non, as someone who doesn't follow EU as much as I follow NA, I see Quadrant every so often. I'm like, oh, they're doing quite well. I'm like, oh, those are the players on the team. Okay.
Yeah. And honestly, the Quadrant squad, like, they just look solid. There's something about their play style. It's like they have scrappy games all the time, but they always come out on top. And whenever they play clean, they tend to just have control. It's just interesting watching how they play. I can't really like describe it in words properly.
Is there something like specific? Like, give me one thing though that like not like a whole like, oh, this is how they play it completely. But is there like a particular thing that you feel like sticks out to you whenever you watch them play?
They never play clean. That's the big thing. They don't ever have like a clean game where they like fully dominate a team, but you just see like you see them be slightly consistently better than the other team in each game in a series. Like, even if like they lose, right, it's just, I don't know, they just get the wins when they need to get them, and that's like such a huge thing, especially on a big stage like a major, being able to get those wins when you need to, even if it looks ugly. So I feel like They'll make it through Swiss. I see them making it through Swiss, but past that, top four is definitely where I'd put them. But I feel like if they make finals, like they'll have a good shot at winning it, especially with a veteran like EXO on a team. Like, that definitely helps. Well, EXO and Waiting Wave at this point, honestly. Like, that'll just help solidify the team.
You forget about that. Like, Waiting Wave's one of those names that, like, every time I see him, like, oh yeah, that's like the up and No, they've been around.
So, Waiting Wave, actually, he's the only player in like the new style of format starting from last season to make every major.
Okay.
He's made every major.
All right. That's good. That's solid. Yeah. That's a stat, dude. that's a good stat to bring up. I like that a lot.
Yeah, but yeah, I see Quadrant taking it potentially.
All right. So those were our dark horses. Do you want to go? All right, let's before we go into like maybe predictions for like what teams are like upper echelon here, what's a team not necessarily is going to win but you think is going to impress, right? Where like you don't expect much and then they impress. Like, what team are we choosing here?
Ooh, I got a good one for that one. Oh yes, sir.
All right, start off, sir.
Definitely Power. Power, they've been kind of showing up this season for sure. If I'm not mistaken, they did take a pretty serious dub over Pioneers more recently as well. Please correct me on that if I'm wrong. But again, these are players, to your point you were just talking about, who've been in the scene long enough. It's not a notoriety thing. It's not an up and comer. It's like these players have solidified themselves over time in the scene. They're not going anywhere anytime soon, and I feel they're always counted out.
Yeah, like Power right now, or just in the first regional, they go out top eight, and then in regional 2 and 3 in the Cup and the Invitational, they destroy that bracket. Yeah. They just shredded.
Completely dismantled the whole bracket.
So, to just put it this way, right? So in the Cup, they did all right, you know? They went 12-5. In the Invitational that happened this past weekend, they went 12-1. They did the same thing that Gen G did.
They almost had a perfect run.
And they swapped Pioneers in the Grand Final.
Pioneers, of all people, like a powerhouse team.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty damn impressive.
Power are 2 points behind them overall, so they're going to be coming in as the second seed, but mm-hmm. definitely the stronger team coming into the major out of OCE.
Definitely riding that momentum right now mentally, for sure.
All right, Messi, you got a team that's going to impress?
Going to impress? You know what? I got to think about that one. That's a...
All right, do you want me to go in with mine here?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right, this is it. James Cheese, aka ASAP Weekly team.
Let's go.
Name pending. Take over. You know, my $5 a week offer is being denied, but I'm playing it up at a 10, so I'm being hopeful. All right, James Cheese here. I think because a lot of these players have played in LANs before, and then on top of it, realized right over the last year has been consistently playing in the international right tournaments. I feel like the experience is kind of coming together, and my hope for them is they show maybe playoffs is going to be tough for them. So I think the playoffs would be a dream for them to get. All right. But beyond that, I think maybe for them, the biggest thing right now will be, to maybe get some big wins over teams that like you wouldn't expect them to beat. Right. I think that's going to be. One of those things. So they're playing KC first. That's a tough one. That's a tough one. But anyway, I'm hopeful, and I could see them getting some upsets. All right, that's my hope and goal. I want to see the APAC region represent, or whatever APAC is now. You know, is it APAC? Or people in APAC is what I like to call it. But enough said. Messi, what team here?
I feel like this team always does this, so it's a safe option. You know, just go with the safe option. SSG. They always like barely scrape by when it comes to qualifying for the major, but they're a LAN team through and through, and they've shown that time and time again. So, I see them making top four in this major. They're just that team.
Do you think any of like the whole Reddles stuff and everything before? Do you think that all affected or no? How is LJ? Honestly, like, how do you feel LJ's doing? Yeah,
LJ's doing. He's doing fine. And like Arsenal and Daniel are definitely like on a big, big high right now, especially with the Fall 5K tournament right now, run by Fear and Johnny Boy. Like, they're doing bits. They're doing great. So I feel like the team is getting more cohesion. They're going to be facing Falcons as a rematch from the Spring Major.
True.
So. They get that win against Falcons off rip, they'll definitely be on a good track.
That ain't happened. No chance. No, Falcons are winning that. I'll bet $1,000, dude.
Last time they faced each other, they went to a game 7.
Yeah.
We'll see.
And that's when the rosters were different too. So.
Easy money. SSG, easy money. All right. SSG, I don't back out. If I'm already going on this like trip, I'm just gonna keep it. You know, I'm just gonna stand by. Falcons.
Right, send me that PayPal, bro.
nah. It's a bet that online I'm taking. Not in my personal life. I like to pretend I'm a tough guy. All right. What I'd like to say is, I'm totally Falcons winning this. Actually, speaking of which, let's go right into it. Are Falcons winning this? What are your top teams here from each of us? What are the teams we're thinking?
Ooh.
I said mine earlier.
Our top four. Let's do our top four.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you mind, Messi? May I?
Go, Kurzu.
I see, in no particular order,
trees
just four teams.
Full of green. Sorry.
Red Rose 2.
Ah,
teams. 4-3-2. And of course, there is one. But in no particular order. Yeah, that's right. So
what a wonderful world. All right, that was great. That was fun. I like that. I like everything that happened there. All right, what's up?
Heck yes. So in no particular order, in my heart of hearts, this is partially based on what we're seeing, but it's also who I want to win, regardless of the stats. G2, Pioneers, James Cheese, and this is going to be a little sussy, but Gen G. I love the gameplay I'm seeing for them. More specifically, I feel like Gen G is getting a little too much praise right now, so I'm going to hold that in. But these are all teams, all players I've been following for some time now. I want to see success for any one of those teams. I believe all four of them are very, very capable of making top four, albeit it will be much harder for James Cheese because it is a very, very new atmosphere for them as a team, not for players individually. Based upon how they come together in this event, I think it's a very real chance to Messi's point from earlier, depending on how they take this first round, whether it's a loss or a win, right? If they keep their mentals, you know, together and they go into this with just trying to do the best they can and see what happens, I think they place really, really high. I think they make top four.
Whoa. That's okay.
Yep. All right.
ASAP Weekly,
you know,
top of the world. No.
of course, you know, Pioneers does have the little buff right now, so it's going to be kind of hard to stop them.
Yeah.
They're going to be playing for prof.
Miss, who you got? What's your top four?
My top four, in no particular order, I have Team Liquid, FaZe Clan, Quadrant, and Power. Those are in my top four.
I like that one. That's a good four.
Team Liquid, because I predicted them making it through one way or another in the last episode.
One!
And they came through.
you guys gotta stop giving me song lyrics, all right? Anyway, keep going.
And they came through. They won the entire regional after having... Let's just say how it is. Underwhelming performances at best in the last two regionals.
Fair.
And then FaZe Clan, aka Fourth Clan, top four. They'll make top four and lose out in semis. We all know it. And then Quadrant are the team that I want them to win. They just, Cash has been wanting it for so long, man. Give it to him. And then
you're saying he has plot armor.
Cash has the plot armor. He has it. And then Power, because Power good. Torsos, Dominus. Should I say more? I'll leave it at that.
I agree. Wise words.
All right. Do you want me to go with the mainstream picks here? Because I feel like that's what I've become. I've become the casual mainstream pick. Like I'm the talking head where everyone's like, Oh, this is who they want you to cheer for, or this is the biggest cup, okay? I'm the cello here, all right? Carbon Core, Gen G, FaZe Clan, and then my fourth, not in particular order, Moist Esports, okay? There you go. That's my fourth.
Yeah.
I feel like they're kind of seeding here doesn't feel represented to what I think they'll do in this particular tournament. I think on top of that, if I am, as I'm quickly going through Wikipedia here to double check what I'm checking here.
I mean, to be fair, when you're Moist and you lose to Team Grandpa in Swiss, like, something's wrong, bro. If you're losing to Solary right now, something's wrong.
But their potential, dude. Land potential, okay? That's what I'm here for.
Nah, you're losing to Team Grandpa. I need to hear no more.
Hey, what's wrong with Team Grandpa? Okay, that's what I really want to know, Messi.
Old.
Okay.
Old.
I'll see myself out.
Wait, I should see myself out too. I'm old and slow.
We gotta leave. Dude. We're not wanted here. Okay.
This is now the messy show.
This
Bye.
Is not my episode.
By yourself.
I need y'all to exit the premise. My episode. But Moise is definitely like a team that's in an interesting position because they had to rely on Carmine Corp to make it to this major in the Invitational. They had to rely on them, and they came through for them, thankfully. So, but they're here now. And most recent performances have been a top eight at Worlds and winning the spring major. So with recent history, they're good. They're looking solid. But with Astral being the new addition to the team, you can definitely see a little bit more flaws in the team, especially on defense, because Vatira is a monster on defense. So,
yeah, he's kind of nutty in the net. I don't think anybody will ever doubt that.
Like, Vatira reminds me of Prime Lion Blaze like a couple years ago in 1v1.
Ooh, that's a really good comparison.
Yeah.
I don't think Homeboy's gonna doubt him ever again after that 1v1 either.
And the Ridge Rapid. Yo, Rapid, you can't even win the Regain Rizzo tournament, bro. What's the one? You can't even win against bubble teams, bro.
I mean, but at least homie's still making banger music and banger memes and banger tweets. I'm just saying.
True, but he can't get that banger money from making the actual tournament.
Oh, so, man, come on.
Wow, okay.
That's low.
I feel like that deserves an at. All right, Adam, at least, you know. Good. Oh, I'll have a reason to... a reason to be like, yo, yes, we are adding him in this particular tournament. Yes, that is what we're going to do.
How does it feel to be standing with the crowd? Not
oh, dude, you
down
might have
in the arena.
We might need to try and reach out to him, have him on so he can smack talk you as like preliminary to 1v1 you for like a show match. You know what I'm saying?
No. I didn't mean it. Yo, I'm sorry, Rapid. I love you. You're a great person.
How quickly the tables have turned.
You're awesome. Yeah. Make a regional though. You suck. Anyway.
Hey, listen, this is the spice of the show.
You know where to find me.
All right.
Hit me up.
All right. And with all of that, we shall continue. Any kind of final thoughts on the tournament coming up? It's happening. So we still have some time,
December
right?
December 8th through the 11th.
Yeah, we're doing this preview now because
it's
if we did
weird days,
if
always
we did the
weird days.
Listen, if we did the preview in like a month, we probably forget everything. Okay, so it's kind of we have some build up time, we have some hype time, and I'm sure we'll predict again with Wabs later in. But I mean, this is everything's a weird time because I'm pretty sure this is episode 199. We're not gonna do anything special for episode 200.
What?
We're gonna do something special for, you know, we have the Christmas special and we have the 4 year anniversary. So
that's true.
So I'm
holy
not
crap. It's 4 years.
Yeah. Listen.
Wow.
The memes with like we have to make it to 5 so Sunless Con can't be on our show. I'm starting that now, dude. All right. We got a year countdown of just like don't let Sunless on onto the show, Sunless Con onto the show. And then, yeah, I got some things planned, okay? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. we're going to add something about this major. We will be missing someone at the major, unfortunately, and that is Prof, who's been on the show before for KCP as their mental coach, because he's having a baby.
Hey, let's go.
Hey,
congratulations.
Woo, congrats, Prof.
I was trying
to allude to it a little bit earlier. They do have the buff. They got the buff, man. They're going to be playing hard for Prof.
But yeah, Prof will still be helping them remotely, thankfully. So he'll be there in spirit. But baby Prof.
Next confirmed Rocket League prodigy? Question mark?
Dude, just like second killer.
Yo, imagine.
Dude, second killer is so cute. no, like at Worlds, like I got to see him walk by with the like first killer's bomb, and I was like, oh my god, that little kid is so cute.
No,
he
I'm
played
not
in 2K lobbies on a Switch. Oh my god.
I'm not gonna lie though, that second killer is the toughest name, dude. All right, First that's killer, tough. Basic name, okay? Second killer, bruh, okay? I'm just
scrub,
saying.
Scrub killer, also base name, for sure.
Yeah.
Scrub, though, that's where it's at.
No, Scrub, pretty goated. So banana head, for sure. And definitely super lucky, 100%.
Yeah.
Absolute goated names.
Okay, is it time to get out of here and move on to the next segment? I said get out of here as if we're leaving. I meant, is it time for the next segment?
Are you asking us or are you guiding us there?
No, I am asking you, actually. Because I sometimes I value your opinions, you know, sometimes.
Messi, values us.
How about we just move on? Yes.
I appreciate you giving me the permission. Let's go into the biggest news, dude. The biggest news of the whole week. Cursor, you finally hit GC2.
Woo! Let's go. Woo! Let's go, baby.
It's been a long time. I held true to my promise. I hit it by before the end of the year. Let's go. I mean, with the way I'm trending,
don't jinx it.
I'm not jinxing it. With the way I'm trending, I want my new goal now is GC3 before this time next year. If I could hit that like early on in the year, do SSL by Christmas. I think I can do it. I think I can.
When did free to play start? 3 years ago?
You know what's worse? Yeah. When did the game come out?
So you're telling me that I've gone up 200 MMR in 3 years? Damn.
Mm-hmm. feels bad, man, doesn't it?
Yeah. Gaining like a 17th of an MMR a day.
Wow. You know how much MMR I've gone up in the last 3 years?
Listen.
Wait, hold on. Let's roll the clock back here for a second. 3 years ago, it's November of 2022. This would have been
November 2019.
Yeah, this would have been the first year anniversary of the Rocket League podcast incoming, probably like a month later. So that was the first year we met, I think. Yeah, I think that was the first year you and I met, Messi. That would have put me. Oh man, champ one. So I've climbed. Oh my, like 400 MMR.
Yeah, 3 years ago I was GC. So, gone up. But GC back then was like 1500. So I've gone up like 400 MMR roughly.
So what you're saying is it's gonna take me 3 years to hit SSL.
Probably.
Ow.
It takes a while.
Oh man. Will I even still be relevant then?
That's what you care about, the relevance?
In the pitch, like, will I even still be relevant by then? I don't know.
I mean, at the rate you're going, you know.
Stay tuned to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League podcast. For as long as it exists, I will continue to update y'all on my progress on this grueling journey of being a full-time adult with a job and an apprenticeship program. And bills and responsibilities, and still on that grind.
Hey, still on that grind, dude.
To all of y'all who are listening, odds are he's better than you, so take it how
ooh.
It is.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Dang. Just let me know. Just letting you know. I'm throwing shade to everybody right now.
Ooh. I mean, you do play with me a lot. You can't confirm. There's been some major improvement. I finally hit my first top-down banger in front of you. I'm so happy. Also, I apologize. I think my phone's yelling at me about an Amber Alert.
It is an Amber Alert. I thought we were in a submarine, though. I just want you to know.
It was actually the radar. Yeah, we detected rocks off the coast, Captain.
Oh, boy. I didn't know we were going to do a pre-show call-out here, but I guess we did. I guess we did that. I've never seen it so seamless.
And to hear the pre-show, join the Patreon.
Hey! Nice. Bug. Do you find like anything changed? Like, is GC2 playing in GC2 a lot nicer for you, Cursor?
Yes.
Like, actually, why the pause? Yes.
because like it's so relatively new. I don't want to walk around being like, oh, I'm a bad man with Jim. I could do all the things. I was like, I'm humbling myself. I have still so much to learn, but I'm getting better. Like, the work I'm putting in is paying off. But, like, it's crazy to think that in the same year, I hit GC1 for the first time, and then hit GC2, and instantly in the same year, prior to hitting GC2, I'm like, this rank sucks. I don't want to be here anymore. I feel like I'm reading these players. I just need to be more consistent. I can't preach this enough. Like, y'all are gonna hate it. How do I get better at Rocket League? Be consistent. It's the single hardest thing to do in Rocket League is be consistent. Like, if you go up for an aerial, you need to hit those aerials. If it gets blocked, that's one thing. Then you need to learn to start placing your shots around defenders. But you need to at least hit the aerial, like 8 out of 10 times. Every time. You have to hit them. If you miss them, you should probably go back to some shot packs. It's the thing, man. I'm telling you. And I still miss all the time. Heck, I watch Messi miss, and he's supersonic awesome. And, like, that's the difference between an SSL and a pro player as well, is overall consistency. Like, you can't miss things you go for. You have to always hit them. And the thing I'm noticing in GC2, when you're at, like, getting back to your question, like, it feels better because the players are more consistent.
Mm.
But, as are the mistakes. Rotational errors, heavy touches for loss of possession, they still happen. They're just harder to spot because what would be considered a heavy touch in, like, Champion, where they throw the ball, like, a third of the field away from themselves, is different in GC2. They'll throw it, like, 2 car lengths away from themselves. But if you're close enough and you see it and you react to it, you can take that possession.
Is that another thing, too? It's, like, I know people say, like, oh, it's easier to read as you, like, speed up. But I think on top of it, it's the sheer amount of things that you expect. What's considered a mistake and not a mistake is, like, a lot clearer almost, maybe. Maybe that's what I'm getting at.
Well, considering I did it in Rumble, panic using your item button. I'm really bad with that. Like, sometimes I'll hit it and I won't even mean to, like, because I have it set to my left stick, which is my movement stick. So sometimes I still have this terrible habit from years and years and years of first-person shooter muscle memory of clicking down on my stick when I move my stick to activate sprint and then move to a direction to strafe. And it still happens.
I see.
I'll be facing the wall with the ball, and, oh, I had a punch, and I'll just rocket the ball into the wall and be like, I wasted a power-up. Awesome!
I'm kind of curious if you think that... I don't know. Like, I feel sometimes when you kind of get into this zone of, like, playing at a higher level and just, like, competing, it almost, like, it's not even the sheer, I don't know, it's not even, like, the sheer difficulty of play, but, like, sometimes, like, mentally, because you're like, oh, you see yourself now as that thing, like, the rank that you are now, so because you kind of see yourself at that rank now, that then you also play better, like, it's kind of a self-fulfilling thing. I don't know if that makes sense.
Kinda.
Or you're like, nah, like, I don't deserve it.
I'm proud that I hit it, and I think I can stay there, but I still don't consider myself GC2 because there's still so many things that I know I need to work on.
Yeah. That's fair.
As an avid Rumble player myself, Rumble's like, people tend to look at Rumble and it's like, yeah, easy, oh my god.
Or, oh my god, why did I get a bad item? Like, nah.
But Rumble is a really good, really fun game mode. It's a game mode that I've gotten top 10 global before in. So, you know, have fun with it.
It's true.
Well, I think it's just so different. Like you have to, it's another set of different skills, right? It's like there's another set of skills on top of your
because you have skills. A variety of players. You have people who are normally like C3, GC1 and regular, but devote a lot of time to studying Rumble Theory and how items like work, that they just,
they watch them YouTube videos, dude.
They know what to do with the items at all times. And think Cursor, I like showed him a couple of my Rumble buddies that are around his rank and regular as well. Yeah. And but their item uses is just
it's miles beyond me. Like, there's a reason they're rocking white Rumble titles and I'm still a little garbage red title boy.
And then you have people like me who compensate for their lack of Rumble knowledge.
You're on a whole nother level.
You have people like me who, like, have the Rumble knowledge, but I compensate it with normal skill as well from regular game modes.
Yeah.
So I don't have to fully rely on my item knowledge. which helps a lot. So if there's like a stray ball and I see nobody has an item, I'm like, oh, just double tap, flip reset, do that.
Exactly. Like most of the time, if you're efficient enough, you could just score without any item usage. It's that like it feels more comfortable. I feel like out of all the things our community has said about me and like hesitation or like maybe overthinking things, this is where my reads fit well, because now I can use that overthinking and overanalyzation to not only read them as if I would in threes, but read their item usage. And it just, it works so well.
As you get like higher and higher, like people use items in more creative ways.
Yeah.
More uses for combinations of items.
Oh, dude, you gotta drop the clip you hit the absolute nutty ceiling. What was it? It ricocheted off ceiling for the golden fist for like 100. Oh my gosh, it was so crazy.
So we were playing, and it was me, Cursor, and I forget who was out there. I think a random.
Yeah, we had a rando.
And I get left in a 1v2, and I have. I play Rumble so much, I don't even know the proper name for the item, but I call it the Power Fist because it looks like a glowy fist.
Yep.
So one dude has spikes on his car and he's dribbling the ball, and the other one has a magnet. So I move it out of the first guy's way, slap the ball off of the guy with spikes. It bounces to the midfield ceiling, like the little curve. It bounces down and I read it immediately and then just slap it top left corner past the last defender.
Like probably in the span of like 2.5-3 seconds. This is the most. You got to post the clip in the highlights channel, man. People got to see this thing. It was unreal. It was so unreal. And of course, you played it off. You were like, "Yeah, man, it's just another day in the office." Top 10 World Rumble. Like, what the heck, dude? Like, just mind blown. Just mind blown.
But Rumble, unreal. Good. Rumble, yes. Learn Rumble theory if you want to get good at Rumble.
Seriously, ranked 3's teammates, Garbo. They don't know how to rotate. They can't hit ball. I lost it. I gave up. I'll go back to it again. I'll get good at Rumble first. I'll go back. It'll translate. It's my theory.
No, I like it. I like it. I like it. Mm-hmm. Okay, I think with that, I'm curious if... Messi, have you 1v1'd any other pro/bubble scene player in the last little bit?
No, I don't play ones.
You don't play ones? Messi, is that what's missing from your game? Do you have to just sit down and play ones? Is that it?
Probably. I just don't want to. And I'm gonna be quitting Rocket League probably for the next like month.
Yeah, what's going on?
Because so Rocket League's releasing the CR7 pack. Right? My name is Messi. I'm not Cristiano Ronaldo. So, Call of Duty is releasing Messi as an operator tomorrow.
Is it actually?
Yep. Yeah, yes. like you can actually run around and
No, I get it, but I also don't get it, you know? It's like it
So the only reason I bought Call of Duty was so I could buy Messi and play as him.
I respect the dedication to the craft. That's amazing.
So tomorrow I'll be shooting people as Messi.
Nice. Okay, let's go into the Q&A here. All right, you guys ready?
Yes, sir.
Facebook Eddie asks, does Rocket League ever need a little bit more of the community involved for maybe like polls so that Epic Games can decide what to include? Rocket League has done a great job with Knockout Bash. So are there any hopes like for more new content or RL? Do we have to keep relying on content creators to hold up this game? What are we feeling about this? I'm going to say right off the bat, I don't necessarily think what the community wants and what's best for the game is the same thing. I think, 20 million screaming opinions of like what we should or shouldn't do is... I don't know if it necessarily translates.
Honestly, the reliance on content creators is definitely there, but... Like this weekend is going to be a really big weekend because you have the Fall 5K happening. Mm-hmm. You're going to have AppJack's Bubble Invitational happen.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have the Creator Clash from Widow happening, like all these big events. But I feel like as much as I hate to say it, once UE5 release, that's UE5 releases for Rocket League, that's probably when we'll get to see more content more frequently, but...
Mm-hmm.
The big issue is that until then, with such little content for such a big player base, the retention is not going to be there. Yep. You can already see it happening, like on the RLCS streams, the views are way down compared to last season.
Yep.
So
it's a
big balancing act.
Okay, but yeah. I also like wonder, sorry, like this particular tournament, like sorry, the most recent RLCS viewership has been low, but like I think there's a little bit of fatigue because I think the first couple had that interest again, but we just had so many tournaments in the last little bit. I'm not so quick to say like, oh, this is the new standard for what the viewership is look like. I'm gonna have to wait till after the major to maybe make that final thing, final thought, final response to that. Yeah,
if I may to jump in with you, I do feel a little burnout from this past season. There was a lot of Rocket League played this past season. A lot.
Like, even the last month, like, we had a tournament in every region, like, two or three of them every weekend. You know what I mean? So,
But it is still a big improvement compared to RLCSX.
Oh, true.
Because that was nightmarish.
Yeah. Well, they were working with what they had to try and still provide content whilst also trying to maintain a player base, drive interest, appease their. Yeah. Financiers, everything, right? They did the best they could with what they had, considering the circumstances the world was going through. I don't knock them for it, but it has allowed them to use that as a stepping point for what worked and what didn't work and what worked really, really well. And I think they're still doing that now, which is why any of the loyalists and fans who have been diehard about it for a long time are still here, because we see now that they're still trying these new things, throwing stuff at the wall and seeing what sticks. And they're generally not going back to things that didn't work before. This is a good move for Rocket League. It's arguably, some people may see it differently, but I would say it's still technically like a growth period, because we've seen Rocket League peak within the last couple of years for sure. But I don't think it's reached its true potential peak. We saw it peak because of all the changes and things that have happened, newer regions being announced, tournament bans being lifted, all this. Like, there's so much that they've done in the last couple of years alone since free-to-play has launched, that I think people tend to take that for granted and they forget. But digressing from that point, going back to what you were saying, Lazero, I do feel a little burnt from it for sure. At times, I still try to keep up with it, to what capacity I can. But I think I have to side with Messi on this. The lull here is because they've officially announced the work has been going on for UE5 Rocket League, and they even teased us with it the other day. If y'all aren't in the Twitterverse, there's this Fortnite Rocket League crossover again, where the whole trailer is just Rocket League in UE5, cinematic, Octane driving down the pitch, going up for an aerial, and then getting rifted out. And Fortnite made the official tweet first, Rocket League followed, that it's coming to the island. And there's going to be this thing, right?
So Fortnite is transitioning into Chapter 4, and it's looking like Chapter 4's like Season 1 is going to be heavily influenced by Rocket League.
Interesting.
Very heavily.
And that would just be that'll be a push, I guess, for our scene a little bit, right?
Which, yeah. It's a triple threat, too, because it's happening around the same time as the World Cup, which is also going to be in Rocket League, and numerous other games, to include Call of Duty. It's such a world-shaking event, because it only happens every 4 years, is that correct?
Yep. And it's also probably going to be the biggest as well, because two of the best players of arguably this generation, and probably all time, it will be their last World Cup.
Right. So, if anything, because of the massive amount of viewership going on, if I was a senior marketing guy, I would take any and all opportunities during this time to somehow find a way to, I don't know, link a professional standing traditional sport to an already increasingly popular, esport, and include in-game items and events and things that we can do, and use that as a stepping stone, which we thought they were going to do at the World Championship this past season, but didn't. I digress. To potentially get a really, really, really big group of eyes to look at, hey, look at this new thing we're doing.
Yep. I was going to actually add to that. if you know, if Epic Games needs you know, some trick shot videos for soccer, let me know. Okay, I'll hit me up. Okay, question answered. Great question there. Oh, you can see how far behind we are on the Q&A when this one's dated from the end of what is it, May of this year here. Prof,
do some rapid fire.
Have there ever been any pro teams that have broken up because of one play? I ask because I wonder if Express's backboard read was damaging enough that he feel the need to make a roster move from that play alone. Does anyone remember this?
I remember Siki ongoing.
Yeah, that's what I put right under it.
Oh, you did? I think Siki they just ongoing. I think they disbanded after that.
I mean, when you own goal in game four against the most defensive team and lose the series and get knocked out of Worlds, and
that might rattle the mental a little bit, for sure.
Okay, rattle the mental, but let me just say that I like to put. I do know one play where a team has broken up.
Syria?
No, but it was
that just happened too.
Batira.
No, what was the team that just got banned? Because they just started throwing, right? But I guess that's not the point of this question. Okay, that's not. Do you remember that? No. Yeah.
That's sus.
But I mean, I guess the point of this is like, oh, it's not like okay, you got banned. It's more like someone did something so bad. I mean, I like to say Wabs not having a functioning controller did break up our top. What was it? Were we top 16? Yeah, we were top 16 in Canada through sheer luck of playing against Platinum to Diamond players to get enough points to qualify past a team that was 100% better than us.
The mighty times woggles.
Yes. So I like to say it was Wabs' fault. Okay. Hashtag Wabs' fault. Question answered. Okay, Tim. Why is Tim hitting us with a question like this, guys?
No, it's just
this
no.
is like we've answered this probably like 100 times,
a million times. Yeah, no. Well, sorry.
That was also pre-world, so it doesn't count.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
Okay.
Question answered.
Deleted. I'd also okay. Ooh. Here's the next one. Other than G2 and 22, what's the worst season for big name teams?
Ooh. That's a good one from Wally.
Yes.
He goes on to follow with, or is the poor performance of the big teams an indication of a changing of the guard? We did actually touch on that subject through several episodes over this last year, actually the last two seasons, to be fair. If I may, though, other than G2 and 2022s, because of the really big choke we had there in the World Championship, we don't talk about it. The World Season.
What about post Cloud Nine? Like Cloud Nine, once they're on the downfall, or is it gradual?
It's funny you mention Cloud Nine because I think about Squishy hitting the ceiling on Method and it being an awful season for Method at that point.
That's a fair point. That's a good point.
Yeah, like they were. I mean, Messi helped me out here, but I think they were slotted to win it all that season. They were. Method was looking strong. That's back when
Method were goaded. When Mecha was on that team, Mecha was about to say.
And like that was a team to be reckoned with, man. Like they just kept winning. Like nobody knew how to beat them.
And then Squishy was like,
"Check me out. I got mechanics."
did a thing that nobody else has ever done.
Like it's crazy.
But it's funny to think that out of that roster, like nowadays, the player who's doing the best was the quietest one, which was Torment.
I know.
Yeah.
It's so weird. So
the best defender in the world when it comes to threes.
Yeah, like why was he getting shade the other day? I don't even know. People were throwing shade his way. I think Arsenal was having some emotional tweets or something, being like, even Torment won. Why can't my team win?
They're gonna keep throwing. No. Let's chill for a second, okay? Torment for the longest time got so much shade. Because when he was on Cloud Nine, everyone thought that was always the odd man, right? The person that was bringing everyone down. But we have seen over the course, I think, of an extended period of time, that Torment has shown a consistency that Arsenal just doesn't understand. There you go.
Ooh, I like that answer.
Question answered.
Bonus answer?
Bonus answer. Go for it.
He has clutch factor, unlike SSG at this moment. So
listen, always remember when Torment. I like that.
Everybody likes fun stats, right? You want to hear one?
Yeah.
Version one is the team in the world right now that has been in the most OTs this season,
and that's why they're so good. All right, win some OTs. I'm just saying, win some OTs.
And they're the only team to surpass an hour in like in game time in OTs.
Ooh.
Well, if you surpass 50 an hour in OT time, I mean, no wonder you have that practice, dude. The pressure situations and all that.
Seriously. And also the record for the most demos in a game in RLCS history, but, you know, that's neither here nor there.
listen. Listen, I know why you said it. I know why you said it. Stop.
NR who?
Listen.
NRG.
They got a chance.
They're basically on their way out of the gate.
Nah, listen,
Okay, actually, okay. This is a good question. All right, let's talk NRG. What's happening with NRG right now, Messi? Okay.
Justin trying a squishy slow. Ooh. Garrett goated. Squishy need to leave.
Oh.
He's my favorite player, but he needs to go.
Oh. Let's be real. Garrett and Justin have been together for so long, and they always make it.
Y'all know how much I love Squishy, so this is hard for me to say, but Squishy gotta go.
I don't think the dynamic's there anymore, man.
Squishy gotta go.
I don't think it's there anymore.
Now, actually, if we're talking about how they interact, like on the field, Garrett and Justin like play better and interact well, but off the field, Garrett's the outsider. So
yeah, but like,
I just think what we've confirmed in this episode is just Messi doesn't like old people. So with that, I think we're gonna close up the show. Thank you for listening, and you're not gonna get a chance. All right, it's my show. I can cut it out whenever I want. Home for the weekend.
I see how it is.
Savage.
What's wrong with Garrett? You can answer. What's wrong with that, Garrett G? Then we'll close out.
What's wrong with Garrett?
Yeah, why is Garrett the odd man out? It's just
no. There's nothing wrong with him. It's just he's not a
like Squishy and Justin are just boys from PlayStation.
Yeah, that's what it is.
They're PlayStation boys. They've known each other longer than they've known Garrett.
Yeah,
so they have that connection.
Yeah, that's all it is.
It's like the same situation with like KC, except KC are actually good and NRG is not.
Well, okay. We should rephrase this. To what has been made public knowledge, this is the best of our knowledge.
Our collective P brains have come to deliver you this information.
Indeed. Because, you know, the people be hungry for it for whatever reason. Just like they be hungry for reaction videos. I don't know why, but they do.
Okay. Could I just say, your homework, should you choose to accept it this week, is to sign up for a sport you haven't played in a while. There, I think that'll be pretty good. I think that's a pretty good one. We can do that, right?
I don't think so, because you know it's winter.
Nah, you can play indoors, dude.
What the intramurals don't count as a sport?
Okay, I'm playing in a dome. All right, so we have these giant like fields, to play soccer.
Sure.
But, you know, I guess, does that not count? Is that unfair?
Nope, because winter.
Okay.
Nope. No team, aside from American football, plays sports in winter. Nobody does that. It's not like a common thing.
Go play hockey.
And icy. yeah, but like, hockey's not a real sport. I know I'm going to catch flack for that.
what you should go play is...
Rocket League.
you can play Rocket League. That's fine with me.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about it. I play volleyball, beach volleyball in 30 degree weather.
Well, volleyball's a very reasonable sport to play in the winter, right?
Or,
but then you're like beach volleyball.
Baseball or soccer or
okay, baseball.
I'm sorry,
all right,
football.
You're pushing it with baseball.
Nah,
all right,
nah. Did play or... beach volleyball in the dead winter in Russia. Go have fun.
I don't think I'd want to be there right now.
In swimming suits.
And with that, we'll end the episode. Have a good one. It feels very poetic, you know, from the pre-show to now, we ended where we started. Have a good one. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Adios.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.